is 11:37 p.m. I'm John Matthews, cutting into Miles' show for a moment here, because there was an earthquake that hit not nearby, but it was a 7.7, and it struck Western Canada, off of Western Canada, I should say, and again, it was a 7.7, and there was a tsunami warning that was issued, but there were no immediate reports of major damage, and the USGS, they're saying that the quake hit the Queen Charlotte Islands just after 8 local time this evening at a depth of about 3 miles and was centered 96 miles south of Masset, British Columbia. And locally, there is a tsunami advisory in effect. And on the phone to explain what that means is meteorologist Alex Dodd over in the office on Woodley Island. Good evening, Alex.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm all right, thanks. So this is an advisory at this point, and it's for Mendocino, Redwood Coast, and Curry County Coast. Well, a whole slew of areas. But what is an advisory?
Well, it basically means that no significant coastal flooding is expected from the tsunami, and very minimal impacts as far as any kind of damage or concern goes.
And what do you... Yes, okay.
Waves with this particular event are expected to be about 1 foot at a maximum above normal tide level.
And when do you expect that to happen locally?
Well, it's actually already begun since the earthquake itself occurred about 3.5 hours ago. The first waves reached the Northern California coast at about 10:50 p.m. local time, and they were about only 6 inches above normal high tide at Crescent City. And usually the third or fourth wave, which occurs over couple hours in a tsunami, will be the highest one. But again, we're expecting that to be maybe only a foot above the normal tidal level.
And since it's an advisory, this is not something that's viewed as a serious situation, or how would you categorize this?
Exactly. It's very minor, mainly non-threatening type of situation. The only risk, I would say, is to any beachgoers or anyone near or especially in the water this evening. Certainly no threat to any ships or anything like that out at sea, but those near the beaches going into the water, I would say they should stay away from the immediate coast, because there will be some dangerous tides and kind of erratic wave activity, but nothing as far as a widespread threat of inundation or flooding or anything like that.
And just to be precise about it, so if someone's on the beach, they should move away from the water, because as you said, that there are these erratic waves which could conceivably knock someone down or conceivably pull them out, or...
Yeah, exactly. It's like more like a riptide, rip current type of situation, more or less. So, and anyone in the water or near the water could potentially be knocked over by just longer period, unexpected quick run up of the water. But as far as heights go, we're talking only, like I said, 1 foot or so above the normal tidal level.
And how long will this remain in effect, the advisory?
This will continue through the evening hours until we have it actually ending in 3 hours and 20 minutes from now. So just at 3 a.m. this morning, that'll be it. Looks like we'll have some erratic wave activity, and like I said, maybe up to a 1 foot rise above normal tide level over the next few hours. These waves usually have about a half hour to an hour spacing in between them, but like I said, a tsunami isn't always one wave, it's usually a series of waves. So the highest one may be the third or fourth in the set, so it may not occur for another hour or so from now. But again, only a foot above normal tide level.
And since this is not going to have a serious effect on our coast, what do you know about the rest of the world or the tsunami threat to other areas?
Yes, there is a tsunami warning in effect for Hawaii and portions of the British Columbia and southern Alaska coasts. And up there they may see a more significant rise above normal tidal level of several feet over the next few hours.
And how serious is that threat?
It's a little bit tough to say and a little bit difficult to forecast, and that's getting a little bit out of my area right now. But that would be a threat worth taking action on. I would say those areas, people living right near the immediate coast, need to be taking action and moving away from the water and really being prepared for more of a localized flooding threat.
And if someone wants to keep an eye on this throughout the next couple of hours, what would you recommend that they do locally?
Just stay tuned to the National Weather Service website, this radio station, your local TV, radio, and we actually have a Facebook and Twitter feed, which we'll be updating through the night.
Okay, perfect. And just so someone can find that quickly, do you have links to the Facebook page through your main Eureka office National Weather Service website, or how could someone find that quickly? I suppose I could post that,
yes.
But...
Yeah, we have links to the Facebook and the Twitter feed at www.wrh.noaa.gov/EKA, or just Google the National Weather Service Eureka.
Okay. Thank you so much for talking to me. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right.
Have a good night.
I will try. That is Alex Dott. He is a meteorologist on the phone from the Weather Service office over on Woodley Island. And you can read more about this, of course, through the Weather Service website, but through the LostCoastOutpost.com. There's some information there. And now back to Miles. And if anything happens, I will certainly bring it to you as the situation warrants.